Excellent. So on the yellow pamphlet, as you open it up on the inside section, the Serenity Prayer is listed there. And we'll open the meeting with the group saying the Serenity Prayer. We'll try to find the right rhythm so that we all kind of slowly work our way through it. Again, this pamphlet is prayers on the yellow pamphlet. It's also on page 2 of the conference flyer. So let's pause for a moment, and then when you hear my voice, then we'll join in with the Serenity Prayer. During the moment of silence, we'll just reflect upon those who are suffering, those who are facing challenges both in and outside of our program. We'll pray the Serenity Prayer. God,
grant me the serenity to accept the things that cannot change, courage to change things I can, and wisdom to know the difference.
Well, again, welcome to the second annual conference of telephone conference of Emotions Anonymous. And our theme today is Experience, Strength, and Hope. My name is Scott, and I'm powerless over my emotions. We've already been given the reminder to mute ourselves, and it sounds pretty quiet on the call, but in case you do speak, you can go back to muting yourself by pressing *6 or using the mute button on your phone. That way we continue to have a quiet meeting, so thank you. I'm going to share the introduction on the yellow pamphlet, which is on the front page, right under the large EA's 12-step program. Emotions Anonymous, EA, was formed by a group of individuals who found a new way of life by working the 12-step program of Alcoholics Anonymous as adopted for people with emotional problems. We invite you to discover, as we have, that our EA fellowship and weekly meetings is warm, friendly, and important for achieving and maintaining emotional health. The 12 steps and the 12 traditions are guides for our meetings and for living one day at a time, because ours is a 24-hour program. Emotions Anonymous is a nonprofit organization supported by the voluntary contributions of its members. We thank Alcoholics Anonymous for their permission to use the program. We thank the God of our understanding for guidance. So the meeting is now open for anyone who would like to share their first name and where they're calling from. And to keep it simple, maybe I'll even name the people that I know are on the call. We'll get through those, and then those 8 people won't all try to speak at once, and then we'll get to the next one. So, Journey, would you like to introduce yourself? Journey might be out walking your dog. Sharon.
No, I'm actually here. I was had you guys on mute. So, good morning, everyone. I am Journey, and I am calling from Massachusetts.
I'm Audrey from Kentucky.
Sharon's from Kentucky. Excellent. And I am
Scott. Sharon from Topeka, Kansas.
Oh, Sharon from Kansas. And the next person I have listed on the call that I notice is myself, and I'm Scott from Minnesota. Dorita, you want to introduce yourself?
Audrey from Kentucky.
Yes, thank you, Scott. Hi, my name is Dorita P., and I'm from Cleveland. I'm in Cleveland. Thank you. Thank you for your service.
Greta, you want to go next?
I'm Audrey from Kentucky.
Hey, Audrey, glad to have you here. Greta, you want to go next?
Yes, Greta from Michigan.
Excellent.
Powerless on my emotions. Glad to be here.
Thank you, Greta. Emily, you want to go next?
Yes, I'm Emily from Virginia.
All right, excellent. Thank you. Rory?
Hi, I'm Rory from Galway in Ireland. Powerless over my emotions. Glad to be here.
Ireland. All right. And then Tanya. All right. Maybe I misheard that. So we've gotten through Audrey, Rory, Emily, Greta, Dorita, myself. I'm Scott, Sharon, and Journey. Are there others who want to introduce themselves on the call and then share share where they're calling from.
Hi, my name is Rosalie, and I'm calling from Virginia.
All right. Thanks, Rosalie. Who else?
This is Joan. I'm calling from Baltimore, Maryland.
Baltimore, and I didn't quite hear your name.
Joan, J-O-A-N.
J-O-A-N, okay. Joan, okay, very good.
Thank you.
This is Susan from Texas.
Susan, all right, excellent. Who else is on
Robin.
The call?
This is Robin in Arizona.
Welcome, Robin. Anyone else on the call?
Hi, this is Laquita from Tennessee.
Laquita from Tennessee, excellent.
Good morning, Jackie, Arizona.
Hey, Jackie, welcome.
Thank you.
Hi,
this is
Marcia.
Gwen in Idaho.
I heard Gwen from Idaho. Thank you, Gwen. Who else came on just now?
Marcia from Waterloo,
Marcia,
Ontario,
from?
Canada.
From Canada. Okay, welcome.
Ontario, Canada.
Excellent. Thanks, Marcia. Do we have anybody else on the call who hasn't had a chance to share their name and where they're from?
Yeah, this is Frank calling from Chicago. I'm glad to be here with you all.
Hey, Frank, welcome.
Thank you.
Anybody else on the call? Going once, going twice. All right, excellent. Thank
Beatrice
you.
From Michigan.
Hi, Beatrice. Is that the right name, Beatrice?
M. Mitris.
Mitris. All right, excellent. Mitris, Michigan. All right. Anybody else on the call? I got to give you time to unmute yourself. I know that.
This is Cheryl, powerless over my emotions. I'm in Cleveland, Ohio.
Hey, Cheryl, welcome.
Thank you. Grateful to be here.
Is there anyone else on the call that hasn't introduced themselves? Well, I think sometimes people just jump in later because they weren't able to join us when the time started, but we've only got 30 minutes to do what we're going to do in this first half hour, so I'm going to go forward. I need some help in reading the readings of the yellow pamphlet, and I've got six areas: the concept, the just for today's, the slogans, the traditions, the steps, and the promises. And so can I have a volunteer for the concepts?
I'll read for that. This is Rosalie.
All right, good. Can I have a volunteer for the just for today's?
This is Cheryl. I can do that.
Thank you, Cheryl. How about for the slogan? That's an easy one.
This is Susan. I'll do that.
All right. Thank you, Susan. And for the traditions?
Dorita, I'll do that.
Thank you, Dorita. And for the steps?
You have to read all the steps?
You can read the first six if you want.
Oh, okay. I'll do that. This is Robin.
Robin, good. I need steps 7 through 12, a volunteer, please.
I'll read the 7 through 12. This is Emily.
Emily, thank you, Emily. And promises.
Sharon, I can do the promises.
All right. Thanks, Sharon. All right. Well, I think we should start off with Rosalie sharing the concepts with us.
Okay, hi everyone. This is Rosalie, and I'm powerless over my emotions. Number one, we come to EA to learn how to live a new way of life through this 12-step program of Emotions Anonymous, which consists of 12 steps, 12 traditions, concepts, the Serenity Prayer, slogans, just for today's, EA literature, weekly meetings, telephone and personal contacts, and living the program one day at a time. We do not come for another person. We come to help ourselves and to share our experiences, strengths, and hope with others. 2, we are experts only on our own stories, how we try to live the program, how the program works for us, and what EA has done for us. No one speaks for Emotions Anonymous as a whole. 3, we respect anonymity. No questions are asked. We aim for an atmosphere of love and acceptance. We do not care who you are or what you have done. You are welcome. 4, we do not judge. We do not criticize. We do not argue. We do not give advice regarding personal or family affairs. 5, EA is not a sounding board for continually reviewing our miseries, but a way to learn to detach ourselves from them. Part of our serenity comes from being able to live at peace with unsolved problems. 6, we never discuss religion, politics, national or international issues, or other belief systems or policies. EA has no opinion on outside issues. 7, Emotions Anonymous is a spiritual program, not a religious program. We do not advocate any particular belief system. 8, the steps suggest a belief in a power greater than ourselves. This can be human love, a force for good, the group, nature, the universe, God, or any other entity a member chooses as a personal higher power. 9, we utilize the program. We do not analyze it. Understanding comes with experience. Each day we apply some part of the program to our personal lives. 10, we have not found it helpful to place labels on any degree of illness or health. We may have different symptoms, but the underlying emotions are the same or similar. We discover we are not unique in our difficulties and illnesses. 11, each person is entitled to his or her own opinions and may express them at a meeting within the guidelines of EA. We are all equal. No one is more important than another. 12, part of the beauty and wonder of the EA program is that at meetings we can say anything and know it stays there. Anything we hear at a meeting, on the telephone, or from another member is confidential and is not to be repeated to anyone, EA members, mates, families, relatives, or friends. I pass.
Thank you very much, Rosalie. I appreciate your reading concepts. Cheryl, I think you said you'd read the Just for Today, so if you could kick that off, that would be great.
Cheryl, powerless over my emotions. Just for today, the choice is mine. 1, just for today, I will try to live through this day only, not tackling all of my problems at once. I can do something at this moment that would discourage me if I had to continue it for a lifetime. 2, just for today, I will try to be happy, realizing my happiness does not depend on what others do or say or what happens around me. Happiness is a result of being at peace with myself. 3, just for today, I will try to adjust myself to what is and not force everything to adjust to my own desires. I would accept my family, my friends, my business, my circumstances as they come. 4, just for today, I will take care of my physical health. I will exercise my mind. I will read something spiritual. 5, just for today, I will do somebody a good turn and not get found out. If anyone knows of it, it will not count. I will do at least one thing I don't want to do, and I will perform some small act of love for my neighbor. 6, just for today, I will try to go out of my way to be kind to someone I meet. I will be considerate, talk low, and look as good as I can. I will not engage in unnecessary criticism or finding fault, nor try to improve or regulate anybody except myself. 7, just for today, I will have a program. I may not follow it exactly, but I will have it. I will save myself from 2 pests, hurry and indecision. 8, just for today, I will stop saying if I had time. I will never find time for anything. If I want time, I must take it. Just for today, 9, just for today, I will have a quiet time of meditation wherein I shall think of my higher power, of myself, and of my neighbor. I shall relax and seek truth. 10, Just for today, I shall be unafraid. Particularly, I shall be unafraid to be happy, to enjoy what is good, what is beautiful, and what is lovely in life. 11. Just for today, I will not compare myself with others. I will accept myself and live to the best of my ability. 12. Just for today, I choose to believe that I can live this one day past.
Well, thank you, Cheryl. I appreciate your reading the Just for Today's. And Susan, I believe you agreed to read the slogans. So will you read those, please?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Thank you. My name is Susan, and I am powerless over my emotions and everything. Slogans we use: let go and let God. You are not alone. One day at a time. Live and let live. First things first, look for the good by the grace of God. Know yourself, be honest. This too shall pass. I need people. Keep it simple. I have a choice. Pass.
Thank you, Susan. One note on the slogans, depending upon which of the yellow pamphlets you have, the newer ones have them a little bit out of order than the older ones, but we can accept and live with unsolved problems, and that is okay. So thanks, Susan. And then, Dorita, you said you'd share the 12 traditions, so please do that. Thank you.
Yes, Scott. Thank you. Hi, my name is Dorita P. from Cleveland, and I am powerless over my emotions. The 12 traditions. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends on EA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for EA membership is the desire to become well emotionally. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or EA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the person who still suffers from emotional problems. Somebody is unmuted. Will you please check your lines and make sure you're muted? Number 6, an EA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the EA name to any related facility or outside enterprise. Less problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Number 7, every EA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Emotions Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, EA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Emotions Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the EA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. 11, I'll try that again. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and films. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for allowing me to do service. Scott, you can't be heard.
This is Rory hosting. We can't hear you, Scott. Rory hosting again. Until Scott comes back, I can continue with this. We just finished the slogans, I think. So
we did finish the traditions.
The traditions, okay. Next, then, we have the 12 steps. Whoever said they would do the first of those six. Could they begin with these? Rory, again, just one moment. What I'm going to do is I'm going to mute everybody for a split second, then unmute everybody. I can do that, so just one moment.
Hey, Robin, can you begin with steps 1 through 6? This is Scott, please.
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay. When we admitted we were powerless over our emotions, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God to restore into another human being. It definitely overwhelmed. Somebody unmuted. We're entirely ready to have God remove all these secrets to teach us.
Thank you, Robin. Emily, can you read steps 7 through 12, please? And then I think someone is unmuted, and so that's an easy mistake to happen. But if you can mute yourself, unless you're Emily, that'd be great.
Hi, this is Emily. I'm powerless over my emotions. 7, step 7, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Sharon. So this is Scott again, and we have just the promises left, and that is going to be read by Sharon.
Yes, this is Sharon. I'm powerless over my emotions. The 12 promises. 1, we realize a new freedom and happiness. 2, we do not regret the past or wish to shut the door on it. 3, we comprehend the word serenity and we know peace of mind. 4, no matter how far down the scale we have gone, we see how our experience can benefit others. 5, the feelings of uselessness and self-pity lessen. 6, we have less concern about self and gain interest in others. 7, self-seeking slips away. 8, our whole attitude and outlook upon life changes. 9, our relationships with other people improve. 10, we intuitively know how to handle situations which used to baffle us. 11, we acquire a feeling of security within ourselves. 12, we realize that God is doing for us what we could not do for ourselves. These may seem like extravagant promises, but they are not. They are being fulfilled among us, sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly. Pass.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Sharon. I appreciate you reading the promises. Again, this is Scott. There may be additional people who joined us on the call, and we have just a couple of minutes in which they could share their name and share where they're calling in from. So is there anybody who is new to the call? I counted 20 people on the call. Okay. So what I understand now in the transition is we've got 3 or 4 minutes, and then we have our first full session led by Sharon on becoming free. I also have the opportunity, as during this wrap-up of this first half-hour session setting the tone, to let people know that there is going to be a survey that people can give feedback on this call so that we can constantly improve how we do telephone conference calls with EA. And the portion that we're on right now is being recorded. And so as those recordings are kept, we'll be sharing with you the phone number that you can have so that you can access those recordings. If I understand the guidelines that we're using is we're recording talks, but we're not necessarily recording the individual shares that people are offering on the call. So those are the things that I wanted to share. We were pretty efficient with our time, and that left us with just a couple of minutes. And so maybe I'll introduce myself and also Dorita as two of the five current EA trustees that we have. So Dorita is from Ohio, and I'm from Minnesota. Gus and John are the other two trustees, and we've got a fifth one that we think is going to be joining us soon. We definitely, as trustees, want to make sure we are accessible to the membership of EA if there are questions or concerns. So are there other questions that people have that I might be able to answer in the next just couple of minutes here as we still try to end up on time for Sharon starting right at 11?